This is the Illuminate Podcast, a Sandy Boy production. Each week on the Illuminate Podcast, the hosts will bring you insightful conversations and stories of people who are illuminating their own lives through their business, work, community, family, and world.
Hello, and welcome to the Illuminate Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Emmy Birch, and today we're illuminating a program that builds friendships, that sparks engagement and storytelling and activity, and it's called Hope Arbor. Hope Arbor is an adult respite care for folks with dementia, but you're going to hear so much about Hope Arbor, and I have to give you a little bit of a spoiler. I get to do music therapy at Hope Arbor once a week, and yes, my full-time gig is in music. It's awesome. I love it. We can talk about that anytime. But I love that we are illuminating a program that I think is super replicable. I wanted to illuminate Hope Arbor for a lot of reasons. One, because I love what they are doing. Two, because I think it is inspiring how it got started. And three, I think there's a lot anyone listening can learn about if you have an idea, if you have a need, how do you get it started? And then there's a fourth thing I found out. Hope Arbor can be replicated wherever you are. So listen to this episode as a person that can make a positive impact in their community for those folks with any type of memory loss or dementia, because I love what they say in this episode. We talked about how friendships spark between all the participants and all the volunteers and all the friends. Friendships spark, and we're reminded not only of who the people are in that moment, but who they were in the past. And we get to celebrate that through all of the awesome programming and experiences that are happening at Hope Arbor. It doesn't make sense until you hear the story. So you have to listen to this story. Of course, you can support this story and all the others over at patreon.com/illuminatepod. You can also follow us on Instagram, The Illuminate Podcast. Check me out. I'm at Dr. Emmy B. And that's enough announcements. I'm so excited to introduce you to my friends from Hope Arbor. Brooke, Eliza, and Bucky are representing the leadership, the director, the activities director, and one of the main volunteers. And I can't wait for you to hear this story. Let's illuminate Hope Arbor. Hello, and welcome to the Illuminate Podcast. Today, we are talking to not one, not two, but three of my very dear friends who are part of Hope Arbor. I cannot wait to introduce y'all to Brooke, Eliza, and Bucky. Hello, friends.
Hi, Eliza.
Hello.
Hi.
Brooke. Hey, Emmy.
Yay. All right. So before we dive into talking about Hope Arbor, we're going to kick it off with Brooke. Brooke, tell us who you are, where are you from, and what do you do with Hope Arbor?
So I'm the director of Hope Arbor at Olive Hope United Methodist Church here in Savannah, Georgia. And Hope Arbor exists to enrich the lives of adults with memory loss through fellowship, engaging activities, while also providing resources and support for families and caregivers in the Savannah community.
What a beautiful mission. That is awesome. We're going to loop back and talk about more of that mission and where it came from. So right. Brooke, director, Hope Arbor, got it. Eliza, what's your role?
My name is Eliza Brooks, and I am the activities director at Hope Arbor. I get to engage with wonderful people for 4 hours each day, and we get to play games. We get to do exercise, music therapy. It's just a fabulous, fabulous day.
All right. So Eliza, activities director. And Bucky, what is your role with Hope Arbor?
I'm a volunteer. I've been at Hope Arbor since it opened, and I volunteer a couple of days a week, and I'm just a friend to those folks who come in the door.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so we have director, activities director, and volunteer. All right, so we know that Hope Arbor reaches out to folks with memory care and not only gives them engaging opportunities and chances to be friends with each other, but also gives their caregivers a break. Where did the idea of Hope Arbor come from?
So in 2016, I was getting some extra education for my job here at the church. I was also the director of Stephen Ministries, is a lay caregiving ministry here at our church. and it was called Dealing with Dementia. It was helping people understand the diagnosis and how to help a family that gets that diagnosis. I was introduced to a congregational respite care ministry through the Rosalind Carter Institute for Caregiving, who was putting on this continuing education. I was led to Robin Dill, who began Grace Arbor in Lawrenceville, Georgia, about 12 years before. I had never heard of a congregational respite care ministry. So I decided to go check it out, see what it looked like. And when I got there, I was so overwhelmed. It took me weeks to process what I saw. It was the most beautiful, joyful place. I could not get my head around how folks with dementia would come and do activities and it not be sad. You know, this is the first place I saw that was full of joy and music and life and happiness, even in the midst of this terrible journey that these families are on. And what really got me is when I stood outside the door as the caregivers were dropping off their loved ones for their day. They were overwhelmed with emotion. They said that it was just really a life-saving opportunity for them during the week to get a break, to take care of themselves, to take care of other things that they needed to do, and to know that their loved one was respected and safe. So I put all that in my heart. I came back to the church. I met with the church council, and overwhelmingly, everybody in the church said, we got to try. So that's where we started working towards Hope Arbor, and we opened our doors in 2018.
That is a beautiful story. And I love that you can feel that joy. That's what drew me into Hope Arbor. And we'll talk about that story in a second when we get to Eliza. But I love that you just said, we just have to try to create that joy for that space. Did you guys have a large population of congregants that were dealing with dementia? How were you drawn to that as your continuing ed?
So in Stephen Ministries, we didn't have a large number of congregants. We did have some, but it just looked like a really great opportunity. And I have to give a plug for the Adele Caregiver Institute, who brings these free opportunities for education and resources and counseling to families in our area. They're the ones that put this on. So pretty much anything I'm invited to by them, I'm going to do my best to attend. So it was, I hate to say happenstance. We all know that it was pretty much a God thing, but it was not anything I sought out. It just happened to be the topic that day.
Okay, one more chance before we pop over to Eliza. I know you saw Grace Arbor in Lawrence, Georgia. Where did the name Hope Arbor come from?
So we really wanted to honor our mentors at Grace Arbor. And then when you live in the Isle of Hope and you go to Isle of Hope United Methodist Church, there's no better word to throw in everywhere than hope. It brings hope to families. It brings hope to the community. And honestly, our volunteers love it too. Some folks are going through really difficult things, and it brings them hope that there's still joy and goodness in the world. So we wanted to celebrate Grace Arbor and honor them for sharing everything they did with us. And we had to use the word hope. And we feel like an arbor covers everything. I don't know how else to say it, but you feel like you're under the shade of an arbor, protected and comforted.
And you're not just saying that, y'all that are listening. Like, you walk in these doors and there is an electricity that just takes you over. So let's pop from there, Brooke. Thanks so much for sharing. Let's talk to Eliza. I got involved with Hope Arbor thanks to Eliza. So Eliza, tell us a little bit about some of the activities that you do and how you got involved in Hope Arbor.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to unmute. So I got involved at Hope Arbor right when it started. I saw Brooke on the beautiful bluff walking along one day, and she told me about this new ministry that she was starting, and I just knew I had to be a part of it. So I was volunteering with Bucky and five others, and from there, 5 years later, I took the activities job position, director of activities. And so I had reached out to you, Emmy, to see if you would come in one day and just share your love of music with us. Had no idea what it would turn into, but we are so lucky that you are part of our wonderful program. But as far as activities, we do everything from balloon volleyball, which is pool noodles and balloons, which brings everyone joy and laughter. Even if they're having the worst day, they'll start laughing. And participating. We do Jeopardy. We have brain games. We just stimulate everything from our brain to our fingers to our toes. So it's just been, it's just whatever we can do to laugh and have fun. That's what we do.
So I've walked in and seen you guys doing paper mache. I've seen you doing stained glass windows out of tissue paper and glue. I have seen all sorts of fun games on that whiteboard of yours that I really want to stick around and play. And I first met you all because you said, hey, come check us out. And I sat through one of Bucky's fitness classes in the chairs. And I'm like, these are my people. It was so much fun to see their faces just come to life the second that they're engaged. And that was something, I think, Brooke, you told me the first time we met that the goal is that they engage with someone else because so many of them spend so much of their life in a chair unengaged. And it's amazing to see that engagement is, I think, what sparks that joy and that brightness when you walk in the first time because it's so intentional. So let's figure out, Bucky, how did you get into this situation? How did you become a volunteer?
Well, my mother had dementia and Alzheimer's and actually died as a result of that. And during those years, there wasn't a program like Hope Arbor anywhere around. So when I heard the news that the church was going to start this new ministry, I stopped by one day to visit Brooke and just wanted to hear a little bit more about what it was going to be. And at the end of the conversation, I told Brooke that this was something that was very near and dear to me. And I wanted to, it would be a way for me to give back. And I wanted to get involved. And I said, I don't want to overstep things, but I want to be there. I'll be there every day. And so when we started in January of 2018, I started coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I've continued to do that now for the last 5 years.
It's amazing to see the first time I walked in, and listeners, I come in and do music therapy for about 30 minutes once a week, and they have goals of enhancing their breathing and accessing their vocals in a way, expanding their range, exploring facial expressions and lyrics and songs that will cause them to have memories and tell stories and connect in those ways. So that's kind of where we come from on the music therapy side of that. And that's a whole different conversation. But I remember coming in and not being able to tell who were volunteers and who were participants. Where did that awesome idea come from? Was that part of Grace Arbor?
It was. That's one of the things that makes it so amazing. It has a different feel from any other adult day program you've ever seen. It's because we're all friends and we actually call our participants friends. And a really important part is that you're not distinguishing yourself. You're doing everything together. Our volunteers do everything our participants do. We all wear the same name tags. They look exactly the same with our first name. And that's why it feels so good, because nobody feels like they're any different from anybody else. I had never seen that before. And that did come from Grace Arbor.
I love that. And to see everyone has a spot at the table and their personalities coming through as we build our relationship with each other and hearing, like, I still sometimes don't know if they're a volunteer or a participant.
And that's the beauty of it. Everybody, it's just come as you are. Come as mm-hmm. you are and be with friends. And that's the feeling in the room.
And there's a fine line anyway between them and us. So.
I think it's just a great reminder that we're all people and we all need served in different ways. I mean, we all need that human connection. And Hope Arbor provides that human connection for people that are going through a really unique path of life. So go for it, Eliza.
So I wanted to just mention that our program is so unique because of the volunteers. Brooke, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we have around 100 volunteers. And every day we have about six that show up and help kind of create the joy and happiness in the room. But I mention that because at nursing homes and adult daycares, they just have one activity director per 25 people. And so it's just, that's the joy that's why we're able to create so much joy, is because of the hearts of the volunteers. So that's a really important aspect.
So where do you get the volunteers from, and where do you get your funding from?
Great question. So our volunteers are from our church and our community. Anyone is welcome to serve at Hope Arbor. We want volunteers from everywhere. They are actually trained with us through the Alzheimer's Association in basics, behaviors, and communications. They have a background check, and they are also trained in Safe Sanctuaries training that's done through the United Methodist Church. So we really try to make sure they're well-trained volunteers. And so it's a process that they go through, but everyone is welcome to serve at Hope Arbor. And as far as the funding, initially the church helped us get our space ready. So we had lots of people that gave to that. We would not have started without the goodness of the people wanting to give to the program. And people do still give, but we do have a charge for the program. We charge the participants monthly. Some come one day a week, some come two, some come three. So there's different charges for that. But we also have a scholarship fund that people give to in the community and our church, because we never want the cost of Hope Arbor to prohibit someone from being there. So we help any family that needs help getting there. But that meal, that includes a hot meal every day. We have hot catered lunches, and then it includes all the activities. And it is actually a minimum cost. It's about $10 an hour, and it's about $40 a day.
Wow.
For the whole day. So if you compare that to a sitter coming into your home, it's really a great deal for what they get.
I mean, I can't even, sounds terrible. I can't even take my dog to dog daycare for that price, which is absolutely wonderful that you're providing a hot lunch, the interaction. I come in the morning, so I get to see coffee time. And that is just as everyone's coming in and everyone's saying their hellos as you walk in. And oh, what's the sweet cat's name that hangs out outside?
Well, we call her Rachel, but she showed up the other day with a tag that said Scarlet. So now she has a double name, Rachel Scarlet. She's very Southern.
When we're mad at her, we call her Scarlet.
I just love that it feels so much like a family. So you get your volunteers, and you do a great job of celebrating the volunteers as well. But the volunteers get trained. They support all of the systems that move Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. People can sign up for 1, 2, or 3 days. You're supported by a variety of resources. So for someone that's listening, that's thinking, because Brooke, it all started because you just had an idea, because you were, you know, sitting in a training. Mm-hmm. For someone who's listening and is thinking, wow, my community doesn't have anything like that, or I have an idea of how to serve blank population, what is the first, second, and third step to get your idea up and running?
So the first thing I would recommend is for somebody to reach out. Contact us at Hope Arbor. We'll help you. We'll give you ideas. And I go back to Robin Dill, who has also written a manual. You can actually get it on Amazon. It's called How to Implement a Congregational Respite Program. Daphne Johnston runs RFA, Respite for All. You can look that up online. They are, it's a network of places just like ours, all associated. And she has also written a book. So there's lots of resources to help a church get started. But if you're really interested in serving, if you're in the Savannah community, reach out to us. We'd love to have you.
Even if you're visiting, I mean, there's something beautiful to be said about just seeing the whole marina and everything in the Isle of Hope area of Savannah. People I don't think often get out of downtown and on the bluff. And it's, I always say it's therapeutic just driving to you guys once a week and getting onto the bluff and seeing the beauty of it. It's such a reminder that life could be so much worse, and we are so blessed just to be in the moment that we are in.
Yeah. I invite people to visit all the time. We'd love to have you, especially if you do something fun. We'd love to try it out at least once.
We'd love to try it out at least once. All right. So Brooke, you've given us some ideas for getting started. Bucky, what are some ideas for people who are thinking, how do you have time to volunteer? What do I volunteer for? What is your why behind giving of your time to volunteer besides carrying on the legacy of your mom?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I've been retired for almost 10 years, and I'm physically active and do a lot of exercise and sports and those kinds of things. But there was something missing in my life, and so I wanted to fill it. And I wanted to fill it with something that was meaningful. And so I had the time, and you know, yeah, I took away from something else that I did, but excuse me, I've never done anything that has been more rewarding than the time I spend with our friends at Hope Arbor. You know, I tell people all the time, there's not a single day that's gone by that I've been at Hope Arbor that I didn't feel better leaving than getting there. We honor these folks for who they are, but we also honor them for who they were. And we spend a lot of time talking about what they did when they were in as a profession, and they like to talk about things like that. And we notice that they've not had a lot of socialization. They've not had a lot of time. So, you know, while I came there to help with all of that and to do things with and for our friends there, it's done more to me, for me, than I take away way more from the program than I give the program.
Isn't that the best feeling? Sometimes it's so hard to get past the barrier, like you said. Sometimes you show up and you're like, I'm tired, or there's other things that need to be done. But then when you are present in that moment and you walk out, I can't tell you the number of times that I have walked in scatterbrained like any other crazy musician. And I have walked out feeling so centered and whole and complete because of the wonderful stories. And I have never heard a group of people sing Elvis so perfectly. And Johnny Cash, I mean, that group could be Johnny Cash Hits the Road. Oh, and what was that one we just did last week? The Platters. Was it The Platters?
Only you.
And they were just, and they got to the end where it's the fancy you, and they were all singing in their high voices. Oh, those are the memories and the flashbulbs. I'm so appreciative of the work that you're doing at Hope Arbor, and I'm really thankful that you guys were willing to give up some time today to talk about what the program is, because I'm hoping it inspires, as we illuminate Hope Arbor, it inspires folks to get out there and to just try it. Like Brooke said way back in the beginning, just try it. And like Bucky did, just show up. And Eliza being there to do the activities. What were you going to say, friend?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate what Bucky was saying, but also a lot of people are daunted by the fact that, oh, I need to volunteer every week or twice a week. And it's really, you give whatever you can. So it could be once a month. It could be, you know, whatever aspect you want to. Some people just serve lunch and it's called Mana Crew. And some people come in just for an activity. So it's really whatever, if anyone wants to get involved, there are so many different avenues. So I would encourage them to reach out to us.
And Emmy, I just want to let you know that we also have a care partner support group that meets every Tuesday at 10:15 here at the church in the main building. We try to make that really convenient. So if you have a loved one that goes to Hope Arbor at 10, you can drop them off and then go over to the support group. Dr. Frank Parr, one of our retired pastors here at the church with other trained facilitators, run that group. You don't need to sign up. You don't need to do anything other than just show up, just walk in. You don't have to talk, but that's where we provide education and resources in the community and just love and support for a myriad of people that are walking this journey. We have men in there, women in there, people that are supporting parents and siblings and spouses. It's a little bit of everybody in the community that just needs support while they walk this road. It's every Tuesday.
I love that that is something that you're doing to collaborate and support that decision. What a beautiful part of the puzzle. I didn't even know
Hope
that was
Arbor
happening.
Is all about supporting the family as a whole, because it's not just the person with dementia going through this. It's everybody that loves them.
Such a beautiful story. I'm really glad we finally captured all of this. I've been dying to literally illuminate the awesomeness that is Hope Arbor since I met y'all last fall. And I'm so thankful for our relationship as it will continue and we will be together for years and years to come. We have some wrap-up questions, but I think we've already answered some of them. So the first wrap-up question is always the best or most recent book you've read, but I really want to highlight those two books that you gave us, the manual and the FHA, FF, RFA, book. So I'll make sure to put those links. And then who were what? Oh, go for it, book.
I have one more book that I would love to share for anybody that is loving somebody with this disease. Hiding the Stranger in the Mirror by Cameron J. Camp is an excellent book for anybody. It just talks about the changes that people go through and just gives you lots of real life tips on how to help your loved one and help yourself as well, make your life a little bit easier.
That's beautiful. All the tools, all the resources. I feel like it's really easy to answer question number two and question number three. Question two is who or what is illuminating you? And I have to say, it's our friends at Hope Arbor. They are who illuminate me in and out, even when I'm not going to Hope Arbor on that day. I have these beautiful flashbulb memories of someone who has never participated suddenly starting to stomp their feet during one of the songs, or someone who's never sang closing their eyes and just opening their mouth as big as they can go and singing their heart out. They illuminate and inspire me in every possible way. And then, of course, we have to illuminate Hope Arbor as the organization. So that's question one, two, and three. Book, people, organization. That's easy. The last one, I'm going to toss it to Bucky first. I'm giving you a second to think, Bucky.
Okay.
What is the message that you want to send to the world that you want to illuminate today?
I think it really has a little to do with the book that I was going to mention. I'm reading, or I have read, just finished a book called The Gift of Years. And it is, it has to do with growing old gracefully. And Joan Chittister wrote the book. And it talks about the later season of your life. And it talks about religion, it talks about dreams, it talks about regrets, all these things. And it all has to do with growing old gracefully. And I've always tried to do that anyway. And the book has really enlightened me. My daughter gave me the book. She said, "All right, Dad, you know, you may not ever really grow old, because I'm still thinking about what I want to do when I grow up." But this book is really, really cool, because just under regrets, for example, and it talks about sitting there and regretting not having taken that trip that you had always dreamed about taking. And then instead of that, why don't you just go take the trip? You know, are you going to have less fun on that trip now that you're 75 than you might have had when you were 50 or 45 or whatever? Take the trip. You know, dream the dream, follow the dream, live the dream, those kinds of things. So it's a great book, and I recommend it to everybody. And not only those people that are old like me, but younger people as well, because it helps you prioritize and helps you understand that, you know, there are these seasons of life, and you know, enjoy each and every one of them. But there's no reason why this last season of your life can't be the best of any of them.
Bucky, I'm saving this forever and ever. That was the best message. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, live every season. Live the dream. Have the dream. Take the trip. Man, it's going to be tough to follow. Brooke?
I just want to say that our volunteers are the heartbeat of Hope Arbor. Eliza and Bucky and I help coordinate everything, but they are the heartbeat, and they are the hands and feet of Christ. And I would love for people to know other churches can do this. There are people that will help you, people that will guide you and mentor you. This is something that every community needs, and probably needs multiple Hope Arbors to accommodate. For instance, right now we're full with a wait list. So if there's a church out there or somebody out there that's listening to this podcast and you're intrigued by it, reach out, because it's possible. if I can do it, anybody can do it. I had lots of help and support, and everybody wants to help and support this.
I agree wholeheartedly. Just try it. I still am going back to that. Just try it. Let's just give it a try. Anything else you guys want to say before we wrap this up?
We love you, Emmy. We are so grateful for your part at Hope Arbor. Music is so important. And I think a lot of people don't understand that music is really the last part of the memory to go. That's why they can sing all these songs, you know, from way back when. And it brings so much joy, and it helps them tell that story and piece those memories back together. You've seen it. That's the kind of work you do with us. So thank you so much for allowing us to be on this podcast and to enjoy what you do when you come on Thursdays. It is really a blessing.
I feel that it is a mutually beneficial collaboration, and I am eternally thankful for Hope Arbor and all that you're doing. So I do hope that this has inspired someone listening, and I'm so glad we finally got to illuminate Hope Arbor. Thanks for coming on, y'all.
Thank you so much, Emmy.
Thank you.
Amazing.
All right, friends, what did you think? Did you feel inspired? Maybe you're going to start a Hope Arbor in your community. Whatever it is, I hope that you take that trip, that you dream that dream, that you do that thing. I find every moment that I get to spend with Hope Arbor that I walk away a better person. And I hope that you find something that helps you do that too. Whether that's an activity, a place, a person, a song, a thing, do your thing because you deserve to feel illuminated from the inside out. Thank you so much for listening, for allowing me the opportunity to be your host and to illuminate these awesome things happening in our world. If you have an idea of something or someone that needs to be illuminated, jump over to The Illuminate Pod on social media and send us a message. You can also follow me at Dr. Emmy B. I hope that you know, my friends, that you are wonderful. And I hope that you have an illuminated and wonderful day. Thanks for listening.